You're listening to SBS News.
Ousted Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says protecting Liberal MP Craig Kelly from a pre-selection battle after reports he'd considered defecting to the crossbench would be the antithesis of good government. With a prospect of potential defeat in the New South Wales seat of Hughes, Mr Kelly had reportedly flirted with the idea of running as an independent if he failed to get guaranteed pre-selection. But despite Mr Turnbull's agitation, the state Liberal Party has now re-endorsed him, along with fellow Liberal MPs John Alexander, Jason Falinski and Lucy Wicks. Mr Turnbull says the vote on Mr Kelly's future should have gone to local party members. He says the party should never pander to threats.
That is not the sort of threat you should give in to, right? If that threat had been made, that is effectively blackmail. Why would you give in to that?
The former Prime Minister spoke to members of the state executive about his concerns on Sunday. And while he says Prime Minister Scott Morrison is trying to cling to government as long as possible, he stressed the need for an early federal election. Mr Turnbull says an early poll would curb what he calls the brand damage inflicted on the party by dumping him as Prime Minister. He says it would also help save New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian from defeat in a state poll.
I am very concerned that this will put at risk the Berejiklian government. So from the point of view of a very good state government with real achievements and a terrific track record, it would be better if the federal government were to go before the 23rd of March. Now, as it happens, my intention as Prime Minister was to have go to the polls on the 2nd of March.
Mr Turnbull says the federal government is in a far more dire polling position now than when he was Prime Minister, but he denies trying to stir up trouble.
Well, I haven't intervened. I'm a member of the Liberal Party and I'm entitled to express my views about matters like this to members of the state executive, which I did, as indeed many other members of the party have.
Deep divisions within the party have been compounded by a disastrous Victorian election, the defection of former federal Liberal MP Julia Banks and the resignation of Victorian Liberal Party President Michael Kroger. Senior Liberal and National Party politicians have now begun taking sides on Mr Turnbull's latest statements. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says he supports his former leader's decision to speak out.
Malcolm Turnbull is a private citizen. He's a member of the Liberal Party in New South Wales. He's entitled to his views and I wish him well.
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says he's not impressed the internal Liberal Party ructions have spilled into the public arena. But he's told Sky News it's up to Malcolm Turnbull if he wants to get involved.
Well, he can do that, like any other Liberal Party member. Of course, he does have a slightly larger megaphone.
And would you urge him to put it away, that megaphone?
Well, I'd rather all of these matters by all members were conducted in private where they can be.
Taking a more pointed position, former National Party leader Barnaby Joyce says Mr Turnbull is on a mission of destruction.
We gave him loyalty, we backed him to the end, and now he's just really 100% committed to getting rid of the coalition.
Labor Treasury spokesman Andrew Lee says he welcomes discussion about the timing of the next election. He's told Sky News he agrees with Mr Turnbull that it should be sooner rather than later.
We believe an election should be brought on as soon as possible, Laura, as do most Australians. They're asking the same question that Donald Trump was asking over the weekend. Where is Malcolm Turnbull? Who is this Scott Morrison guy? And how did he get here? Angela Merkel needs a cheat sheet to read up on the current Prime Minister. Many Australians would like to see the Prime Minister face the voters. March 2nd if possible, but I imagine most Australians would prefer it even sooner than that.
Meanwhile, Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told Sky News the latest events cement the coalition's demise.
This is a party that is not governing for people, they're governing for their own political survival. Scott Morrison's very desperate, he's doing desperate things. This government is on a road to oblivion and they will be turfed out in spectacular fashion in a few months' time.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.